For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Justice Brett Kavanaugh again took the oath for a seat on the Supreme Court in the ceremony in the White House East Room.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
President Trump apologized to the Kavanaugh family for the bruising confirmation battle that focused on charges of sexual misconduct.
On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure.
Kavanaugh said he has promoted women throughout his career.
I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
A UN panel issues a dire warning on climate change, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The UN panel warning the world must take unprecedented action by 2030 or face a global disaster from climate change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says 2030 looks to be the tipping point where global temps would reach nearly 3 degrees above pre-industrialization levels, and that would drive up, the report says, the risk of drought, floods, and starvation for millions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal and state investigators are on the scene of Saturday's limo crash in New York that left 20 people dead. New York Police Commander Robert Patnon.
Our collision reconstruction unit will perform a mechanical examination of the limo to determine if it was mechanically sound. They're also collecting data from the scene along with measurements, and that information will then be examined and analyzed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is celebrating and marking a big milestone. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Senate's top Republican will become the longest-serving Senate Republican leader in history, his tenure to surpass that of former Senator Bob Dole. And according to the U.S. Senate Historical Office, Tuesday will mark McConnell's 4,179th day as the Senate Republican leader. Meanwhile, McConnell saying over the weekend the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is his proudest moment ever as a U.S. Senator. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The deadline has arrived for Texans to register to vote in the November midterm election. KRLD's Chris Fox says voter rolls are expected to hit record highs.
By the end of the day, 15.7 million Texans are expected to be registered to vote, nearly 2 million more than the last midterm. State Democratic Party Chair Gilbert Enos accredits it to tight races and the Trump effect.
When he gets up there and makes fun of survivors of the sexual assaults, he certainly does a great job in motivating our base.
State Republican Party Chair James Dickey believes it's due to the state's population boom.
People are moving here all of the time because of the great economy that has been produced by the Republicans.
Chris Fox, Austin.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.